And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the guys, Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Reel, are here to talk reels and fishing and a whole lot more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance sales event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Copyright March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A C guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis.
Quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. If you own a fishing reel, today's the day you want to pay a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or if you want to own a fishing reel.
Exactly.
You want to pay attention, too. Because
you want to make all your reels better.
We're going to get some good information here from the man behind the name, Cal, and son Eric. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Morning.
Great to have you guys.
Morning.
All right. And so what's been going on at Cal's Custom Reels?
A little bit of everything. I mean, just trying to get everybody ready for this year coming up.
Yeah, and you're like, if I bring a reel to you today, I'm going to get it tomorrow, right?
Maybe not tomorrow.
In a couple more days.
It's pretty much looking like if you're going to go out this summer, you need to get it in right away because we are just slammed. Right?
Is it your busiest time of the year right now?
It is. Between now and the next couple months, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you guys do? Like, what's your major jobs that you do? What do people bring to you?
I think what makes us different is every job is different.
Yeah.
So we get some guys that are incredibly finicky and want it to spin the best and longest handle and the best gear ratios. And other guys are like, hey, it's a good reel, but I just want to try it out. And can you do your, you know, as they keep saying, your magic to it? I wish it was that easy, but it's lots of hours in each reel.
Yeah, lots. And like, so, Cal, what do you do? I mean, you started the, first of all, how did you start this thing, and why did you start this
thing? The whole thing started when Penn brought out smaller two-speed reels that were affordable, and for the long-range angler, the guy that was fishing the 16-day trips and stuff like that. And that's how it started. The drag work and all that had been already started by a fellow named Ray Lemmy, the reel man.
And what year was that that you started?
I started in 1987 and 88, you know, type of stuff, where I actually bought Penn parts from them and converted old 50Ws to two speeds.
Wow.
And then I did the, it's basically the same time I did the 50s. And then when Penn ran out of parts, I had to start making my own, and luckily I did have a shop that had, I had the equipment to do it.
A machine shop.
Yeah, and my own gear cutting and everything else. So I said, well, if I'm going to do 50s and 50Ws, let's do 20s, 30s, 30Ys, 50s and 50Ws.
Wow.
Regulars and T models. Mm-hmm. And I brought them all out at the same time. At that time, basically, other than the main shaft, all the rest of the gears were interchangeable. So I was able to cover a whole complete market like that. And then with the invent of braid, it just changed everything. It brought all the smaller reels into the picture for fishing for big fish, because you had so much line capacity.
When you guys first started converting reels, and there was a fleet of long-range guys that had single speeds, were you just as inundated then, you know, as you are now? I know it's a different problem, but, like, that had to just be, like, this miracle button that all of a sudden none of the reels had this, and now they could. Like, I'm so curious what it was like back then. When it was just as popular. We're like, hey, man, we've got 100 reels. I don't know how we're going to get through this, but here we go.
That's exactly what happened. In fact, we actually then could turn out more reels than we can now, because you just had to pull them apart, put the new parts in, put them back together.
Got you. And it was one brand. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Well, no, excuse me. I did two. I did Shimano TTSs at the same time.
Shimano Triton Trolling Series. And then eventually some of the Daiwas and stuff like that, the bigger ones.
Yeah, well, the TTS series, when I started doing it, we did a show with Miami International Boat Show. And I had a young gentleman come over, and he had a Shimano shirt on, and introduced himself, and he was an engineer at Shimano, and he says, nice engineering in that. And I said, no, I just copied Penn. And he says, no, you didn't.
and he had
already had one apart.
And who was that came over?
He was a Shimano engineer.
Oh, I thought this you said was, that was Toyo.
No.
So, Eric, how does your business today differ from when your dad started this?
Right.
Like, decades ago.
Yeah, I mean, it...
What do you do today that you didn't do then?
It is becoming a more full service, you know, where guys are having us, you know, put braid on or take off some braid and clean it or, you know, those kind of things. And just take it to the next level, you know, just try
put handles on and...
Yeah, all that different stuff. And you know, I know we've talked about it before, but that's why I physically just sit down and talk with everybody that comes in or calls and asks a bunch of extensive questions to try to figure out where you're going to go, what you're going to do. You know, are you going on a 22-day or are you going on an overnight?
Yeah. Well, I know you've done Shimano Talikas for me, and it just, what you do is you just make a great thing even better.
So
it's
true.
Basically what you guys do.
TLC, it just takes time. And the factories honestly just can't do it.
Right.
Because of the cost.
Right.
You know, it costs extra to sit down and just fit every part, try to get everything just running just right, stuff like that. And it's just TLC is all it is. It's not, people call it magic. It's not. It's just time.
I look at a TAC 20, and I appreciate what they do so much. Because it's for me, and I say it all the time, and it has nothing to do with the radio show, Shimano sponsorship. That's the reel that I fish. If I didn't work here and I didn't work at Fisherman's Landing, that's still the reel that I fish. It's what fits my hand. That's what I like. You get that thing new out of the box, and it is fantastic. It does not need anything. Now, put that sentence to the side. The Talica 20 that I have that Eric and Cal did their custom building and blueprinting to and everything else, it's just nicer still. I mean, it's smoother and it's better free spool and it gets exactly the amount of drag pressure that I like it to have, and maybe it has a handle change, or just they can just take a great thing and make it so much better. And the problem is when you have the so much better, man,
you notice the difference.
You totally, and then just, everything else has to go that way.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh yeah. So one thing that you do that typically is not done is change the dog springs in them, right? And it kind of gives it a cool sound when you're reeling, right?
In some of them, yeah.
If a person doesn't mind having that noise, which, you know, the quiet dogs and stuff like that, but when you have quiet dogs, and I don't care whose manufacturer it is, you do have a little more chance of having a handle go backwards. Yes. And it does happen once in a while. And so we've added dog springs to, like, the Talica, the 20s and 25s, not the smaller ones and stuff like that. And actually, the one that we highly recommend is the 50, because that, when it goes backwards, that's a big handle, and everything else flying.
It's a big reel.
Does not happen very, very seldom.
Very rare.
But it can happen, and so we did it and just said, hey, you know, if you don't mind the noise, this gives you basically, I'm going to say foolproof, but it's not foolproof still. But it gives you a much better chance of not having that problem.
So what is it? Is it just a bigger spring?
No, it's all the others that are silent use friction inside the reel to pull the dogs in.
Uh-huh.
When the handle starts...
What are the dogs in the reel?
Okay, they're just a little key type thing that hooks into a dog's stop. And
on the gear.
It's all mounted in the gear train. And when the handle goes backwards, it pulls this dog in. So when you're turning the handle and you kind of release a little bit, it has to pull backwards to pull it in. Well, using friction to do it, occasionally, maybe the friction doesn't slide the same, and then it won't pull in as well. The Talica 20s, 25s, they have three dogs, and so generally one of them is always working, but we have seen times where the one just is working, and then because it gets sheared a little bit, then it goes back a little farther.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it's just things that can happen. I've seen it on...
So it's just a stronger dog?
No, it actually, what we do is we put a spring behind the dog that's positive. In it.
How do you figure this out?
Being forced into place instead of potentially going into place.
We used to do that same thing on the old Trinidad. Remember how they had hand dog problems on that? We put a spring into that also, so other people. And then I think they actually ended up putting springs in them for a while.
It's one of these things, too, where we see it at the reel case. You know, you pick up some reels. Almost everything has gone to, you know, what Cal would call that silent dog system. But, like, you pick up an old International and you turn the handle, and sometimes guys reach for the clicker, like, oh, man, the clicker must be on because it click, 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 clicks when you're turning the handle. That's not a sound, it shouldn't be a sound of annoyance. It's a sound of a positive anti-reverse happening. Yeah. But it drives some people crazy. Yeah. And so some people would prefer not to have that because they want that super smooth, super silent. But, man, the noise...
It's still super smooth.
The noise is a good thing.
Like, yeah.
Well, we do get a bunch of people calling and coming in and stuff that... Hey, mine's old school. That makes noise. Can you make them like the new one? And I said, well, it's just not that simple because the new ones are designed different where you just don't have to have that.
And one of the things on the silent ones, if you... You can actually pinch the dogs down and make them so that they're tighter. Well, you do that, the handle turns harder because you're turning it against the friction.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, people don't think. I mean, we've had that on the new VI series where they have the dog, pinch dog, same thing. They happen to have a backup spring in them, which most people don't know. And so what we do now on those, we adjust the tightness so it still works, but it's lighter. and you can actually you can feel the difference on turning the handle.
Interesting.
These guys are crazy.
Yeah.
It's all little things.
They know
I love it, dude.
Every reel.
Totally.
Yeah. So the typical thing that you can... So somebody brings you a reel and says, here's my Talica 20, make it better. What do you do?
Ask them questions first thing. What do you want to do with it?
Yeah.
This is my nighttime jig reel.
Right.
I want to catch a big bluefin, and my goal this year really is to get 150-plus pounder on the jig, and I think I like the handle, but maybe I want to try something different.
Okay. First thing, you, Rick, are young man, big man, strong. Okay? Myself,
I'm crazy strong.
I'm an old guy, and I don't have strength.
Dad's strength.
So if I get a big fish on, I can't turn the handle. So let's look at maybe putting a little lower gear into it so it makes it easier. Let's put maybe a little longer arm on the knob that you like. Every little bit, even though it's maybe only an eighth or a quarter inch longer, it's another 2, 3, 5, 10% more power in your hand. So those are the things we do. Also, we get guys that say, yes, they want to use the colored braid, which we really like the colored braid at the present time.
You're talking like the depth hunter with the...
Yeah, right now we happen to be using the Iser because I do like 100 foot. It gives you a chance to glance away and still see if the color change. The one thing that we happen to do is we won't fill a whole reel with it. What we have done is we have set it up so that we fill the reel to a certain point. I only use hollow. I know some people like solid, but I'm not a solid person. I do like the hollow because it can be repaired. I then will put 500 feet, 166 yards of braid on top of their existing braid or fill braid underneath of white, and they will always end up with white on top when we're done. Two reasons. Last 100 feet you can see at night.
Mm-hmm.
You get a blue or a dark red or this or that. You can't see it at night.
Right.
So the last 100 feet you have white.
Which is when most of the business is happening anyway.
That's right. And you're always losing 10, 15, 20 feet, 20 yards. Every tackle store has white hollow in stock.
Uh-huh.
You go in, splice it in, because it's an inline splice, you put your 100 feet, new 100 feet back on, you're back in business.
Yeah, you can do that every other trip if you want, just so you have a nice, smooth, clean line. Right. And then you're only buying 100 feet, costing next to nothing.
Right.
Yeah. And sure. That's how we would do a guy's reel.
And nice, because a reel full of, you know, hollow 100 or 130-pound Spectra, I mean, that's a several, you know, it's over a $100 investment in that line.
Yes.
You don't need to get rid of all that line. You're just replacing 500 feet of it.
500 feet, yeah. And we've been working with braid for quite a long time. We're probably, I know I was the first one that Russ Iser ever gave braid to test on a long range trip.
Wow.
I tested stuff that didn't work.
Yeah. Russ came to me, here, I got this great stuff. And it's like, you go back to Russ, and I'm like, it didn't work.
No, that was the Kevlar first did not work.
Yeah, no.
But the second round with the Spectra at the time, it worked.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and so that's just one of the many things. It's not just about gears.
No.
It's not about dog springs. It's about
the whole reel to match the customer. We've got a gentleman right now that sent a reel in, and he's in his early 90s. He weighs about 100 pounds, and it happens to be a Fathom, an older Fathom, which is a 2.5 low gear and an older Fathom 40, and he says, I need help. Well, we can go to the 1.9, or we decided to go to a 1.6, which is available also, even though we won't get much line.
Let's explain that. From a 2.5
low gear.
Low gear, 2.5 ratio.
Which means exactly what? A 2.5 low gear. You turn the handle one time.
One time, your spool turns 2.5 times.
Right.
Now, we happen to have a 1.9, which means if you turn the handle once, you get only 1.9 turns. Of them.
Well, does that make that much of a difference? That's like 6/10 of a turn.
Yeah.
Does that make a big
difference?
Look at the percentage-wise.
The whole world difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we also happen to have a 1.6 available. So we're putting that in it, where he actually cuts the gear ratio almost in half.
Wow.
So it takes half the amount of in, input power to still turn the spool. Granted, it'll take a lot.
You may not be getting a lot, but at least you can turn the handle and you're making progress.
At his age, he
makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference. He can still go fishing.
Having not done it, the best analogy I always talk to in the tackle store is think about your mountain bike, and when you're on flat ground and it's easy to turn the pedals, you're in your higher gear, gear 10, and you're not having to put a lot of work into it because the pedals turn relatively easy and you go real fast. But then when you go up a hill and it becomes really difficult, you drop down to your lowest gear, your gear 1. You might not be hauling ass, but you're steadily turning the pedals and making your way up the hill, where if you were still in gear 10, you're at a stalemate, you can't turn the pedals, and you're just standing there.
That's an excellent explanation. It's just related to that. It's all gears.
It's all gears. Well, I happen to be lucky enough to have caught my first 200-pound yellowfin on a one-speed reel.
Wow. Lucky you.
Well, you're taking an average time at that time on a 200-pound yellowfin with a big line at least 2 hours. I mean, occasionally a guy...
Was that back from the mono days, too?
Straight mono.
Straight mono.
400 yards of 100-pound test on a 50 wide. That was it.
Wow.
And you literally would lift the rod and try to turn the handle, and it just come back down to the rail.
Wow.
And
what was the gear ratio of that?
That's 3.1:1.
3.1.
High gear, 50 wide.
Yeah.
I mean, and when we started putting low gears in it, I would say the average yellowfin 200-pounder was coming in an hour or less.
Wow. Big difference.
All the difference in the world.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, my 256 at the Rocks was that color for an hour and a half.
Wow.
Wait, did you say at the Rocks?
Yes.
Like Alejos Rocks?
Alejos.
Alejos.
A 256. Think about that.
In 63-degree water.
That's
crazy.
They used to have a bunch there, yeah.
That was Bill Poole's secret hole.
That's cool.
Ah. On 16-day trips, they would stop there every time and almost always catch 1, 2, 3 big yellow ones.
That's wild.
I'll be darned. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Certainly a legend in the sport fishing industry, Cal, and his disciple, Eric.
You mean the guy that does all the work?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Doing all the fishing, too.
Yeah, no doubt. As you can hear, we've got a great show, and so fun to have these two absolute gurus when it comes to the fishing reel. But the knowledge of the fishing aspect of it and all the parts behind it, going to be a great show. Lots of great information, and we're really looking forward to hearing from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is our phone number. Or you can send us a text. We talk about it all the time. The text, the show, becomes so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to send in a text, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, really easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and it's the only way to send in your text. And again, when you do send a text, make sure that you include your name and your contact info just in case you win that great prize. And what a killer prize we have today. In fact, two of them. We're going to be giving away dual prizes today, one to the caller, one to the texter. So every caller that makes it on the air is eligible, and one of every text that gets read on the air will be eligible. And yeah, there's going to be two big winners. Again, not one but two. Cal's custom built reels, a blueprint of your choice of reel, of all the common reels that they service, the Fathoms, the Talikas, the the International, all of the common reels that are done by Cal, you're going to get a blueprint service. That's $125 value, and I can assure you, your reel will come back better than you have ever you ever thought it was possible to be.
And if you want to add services and pay extra, you can do that too, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
So cool.
So it starts you out for sure.
Yep, no doubt. Well, it's an awesome prize, gentlemen. Thank you so much for allowing us to get to do that. Great opportunity for our callers and our texters. Again, a blueprint service from Cal's Custom Built Reels. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, 213-432-1090 is our phone number, or keep those texts going on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water. But never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
The sports shows are coming and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats along with North Star inflatables at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS Show in Costa Mesa this year with some of their most popular models of boats and Yamaha outboards. Owner Nick Kelly will be introducing the latest from Parker, the all-new 18 center console at the Bart Hall Show and the new 2420 sport cabin at the PCS Show. These are completely redesigned Parkers built for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS Show in Costa Mesa, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hi, I'm Dave Brown from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Okuma is proud to, once again, be a sponsor of the Hall Family Shows. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows and see why Okuma is one of the world's leaders in fishing tackle. Check us out at OkumaFishingUSA.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, no surprise, phones are packing up fast, yeah. But still an opportunity to get through if you want it. Again, it's 213-432-1090. Not only your opportunity to win that $125 potential value, that blueprint service of your favorite reel, but also better yet, your chance to talk directly to Eric and Cal. It's a great day, man.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Why don't we start it off this morning with John. He's calling us from out in Dallas, Texas this morning. Hey, John, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on the phones.
Good morning, guys. My question to Cal is, I had a 30SW blueprinted back when you were in Pasadena, and I was just wondering if there's anything you could do to it today to update it.
Yeah, we can. I mean, first of all, if it needs a good service, we can, you know, go through it and get it up to how we're doing them now. But things have drastically changed. I mean, between drag materials and, you know, again, people like longer handles and, you know, the spool rotation and different stuff. So if it does need a good service, yeah, we can catch it up to how we're doing things nowadays.
You guys fish a lot, and you do a lot of, especially Eric, all the time. Every time I talk to Eric, he's coming or going off of an awesome long-range trip. And you have access to everything. Do you prefer to use the old-school F-100 that you have then internally souped up to a brand-new F-150? Or do you like using a Ferrari and making it an aftermarket Ferrari? You know what I mean? Like, what is your guys' quiver like? Do you like the new stuff that you've then tricked out farther? Do you love the old reels that you made work tip top? Like,
it's a mixture of both.
Okay.
It for surely is a mixture of both. And part of that came from just having to have experience with all of them,
mm-hmm.
whether it's something that just came out last week or something that's been around for 30, 40 years or whatever it is. So just getting a good experience with all the different reels makes it that much easier to be able to talk to a guy and have that experience of knowing what that reel does. So mine's both and multiple different brands, too,
sure.
so that I have to try all the different brands and be able to have a good experience with them.
Sure, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text there from Sam in Irvine. He says, good morning. I'm considering a low gear replacement for my Pen 30. What is the lowest gear ratio available? Along with the service, are you able to provide an upgraded grip? Say that 10 times, right? What is the approximate cost?
First thing, there's so many 30s. Is it a Fathom 30, a Torque 30, a Pen 30 VI, 30s, you know, all of them.
Yeah.
So we do have to know which model,
right. Yeah,
you know. But, yes, we have gear ratio changes for most of the models, the newer ones. Some of the older models, like the old Pen 30s and stuff like that, no, I don't have any gear changes anymore. I used to.
But if it's a more modern...
It's a new modern, the VI series or the Fathoms and the Torques, yes, we do have a lower low gear for both of them.
Like you could go down to 1.9, 1.6.
Well, if it's a 30 VI, just down to 1.15.
Wow.
Yeah, and the cost varies. Go ahead. Yeah.
The spools are different sizes.
Yeah.
And the cost varies on each one, depending on it. Usually it's best just to give us a call or send out an email. What's really cool, and I noticed yesterday when I was on your app, which your app is amazing, it's got all of our information listed. So, like, if you're out driving right now and you wanted to listen later, you could actually just go on the app and it lists our email address and phone number and all that other stuff. So it's super cool.
Adam does a great job.
It is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So approximately $100, $150, $200. It just it depends on the reel.
You're looking $150 to $250 range,
okay,
depending on the reel. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. Now on a little some of the models are reels. The actual gear changes, like on the Fathoms and Torques, Penn has those gears. I buy their gears. It's at their prices. And it's, so the gear changes may only run in the $80 range, $70, $80, $85 range. So it just depends
so it really
on whether we have to make it or we're able to get it already done.
Yeah. So if you have to make the gear,
then it's quite a bit more.
It's more expensive.
Because we don't make the volume.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, Ron Lane's on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Ron?
Well, you know, I'm kind of sitting here wondering when this storm's going to be here, because it sure looks nice out.
Yeah, it does look nice.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah,
right? But you mean the atmospheric river that they've been talking about?
Yeah, the atmospheric river is going to flood us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the new.
Anyway, hey, why I'm calling in is I want to talk about the boat show a little bit and seminars and learning stuff. And I am just so excited for this year, this Bart Hall show coming up in Del Mar. We're trying to incentivize our clients to come to the boat show and listen to these seminars we got set up. We're going to have Afrin of Buten from Warbaits. We got Chad from Hookup Baits, and we got Derwin Chang and Steve Beatner from the local kayak fishing club. And they're all going to be at the show doing seminars. And if you come to one of their seminars, You'll be qualified for a raffle ticket, and you could win a Hobie Lynx.
Wow.
And that is a legit, fast, great all-around kayak. So
wait a minute, Ron. So if you just attend one of these seminars at the Hobie Kayak Fast Lane seminar stage, which is right next to the Fast Lane display there at the Bart Hall show, which is coming up the 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, you're eligible to win a Hobie Lynx?
That's right.
That's
going to
be given away just for the attendees at the show, right? So it'll be given away on Sunday.
Not even for the show, the attendees that go to one of the seminars.
Wow.
So we're trying to incentivize. I mean, I sit there at the booth and I listen to these guys talk and I go, man, that's really great information. And I learn a lot on how to catch those spotted bay bass and tournament fish. And I mean, when you listen to a clinic that Afrin does, you go away knowing how a better way to catch a calico. So, hey, this is an incentive that, I mean, the odds of winning a Hobie Lynx are pretty good.
Yeah, and that Lynx is pretty amazing, too. And so you're going to have all the display of all the Hobie kayaks at the Fastlane booth there at the Bart Hall Show in Del Mar.
Yeah. Yeah, and the new stand-up paddle boards. Hobie's even got some electric bikes that we're coming out with, so the prototypes will be there. Electric
wow.
bicycles. Yeah, Hobie's really expanding.
Wow. All right. So they're,
know,
so they're doing stand-up paddle boards, electric bikes. They're doing all the kayaks, all the great kayaks, of course. The different and that Lynx is what's so great about that Lynx is it only weighs like 45 pounds, right?
Oh, it's light. Yeah. Yeah. It's one of our fastest. And with the hands free and the way it skims on the water, it ends up being a really great fishing kayak, too. One that you can just stand up on and fish little areas and then, you know, motor to a new zone real fast. I'm kind of amazed at how it's kind of changing. I mean, it started with the I-11s and the I-9s. The inflatable versions of the kayaks, and now it's just it's taken over. This flat, low profile, kayak is just really coming on.
Yeah, and it's super, super stable. I've been on them, and they're amazingly stable too. So, so that's like a you could have a chance to win like a $2,500 kayak.
No, they're 33.
33, okay, there you go.
That's
so
cool, right?
Yeah,
just attend one of the seminars, you're eligible to win that kayak. And the days, are there? Now the show goes Thursday through Sunday. Are there seminars every day?
Every day, yeah. And that you can go on our website, and you can also go on our Instagram, which is Fastlane Kayaking, and the schedule for the seminars. I mean, it's a great way to do it. You know, you go, hey, I want to talk to Afrin about, you know, calico fishing. Plan when he's doing a seminar, show up at the boat show, you know, see the seminar and then go enjoy the show and pick up all the stuff you need.
Nice.
I know I'm going to be taking some extra money there.
Yeah.
I've got some things I got to gear up for.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ron, so that's at the Bart Hall Show, the 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds of February there. Have a chance to win a Hobie Lynx at the Fastlane Kayaks booth and seminar stage. Hey, Ron, thanks for joining us this morning. And,
oh, thanks. Thanks, you guys.
We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All righty. Good luck.
Thanks, Ron. All right. Hey, I had a great text message come through. This one is from Jake from Clovis, and it says, guys, I fish Akuma Makairas, and I love the reels, but they all seem to have a little bit of play in the handle. Is that something that you guys can tune up? And also, what kind of other general services are offered for Akuma Makairas? It's from Jake and Clovis.
Yes, the play in the handle is actually quite standard. They do have to have, almost all the reels have to have some play in the handle. If it's a little excessive, yes, we can adjust it out. It's a very good reel, and I'm basically, if I say it isn't, because I helped design it with them. So we think it's an excellent reel. All the major manufacturers make excellent reels. They all perform very well right out of the box. Yes, we do. On the Akumas, we do our blueprinting where we actually tune them to match you a little better. They happen to be one of the model reels that gets, we think, too much drag, has too heavy of a drag curve in them. On most of them, not all of them, but on most of them, too heavy of a drag curve. So we actually will bring the drag curve back so it's much more fishable for our local stuff.
Okay. Meaning like they want that peak number to be way high up there, but you get to it so fast, you don't have a lot of range.
At some point, it kind of doubles in, and you just get it's pretty drastic at some point.
Especially when you start to go over strike up towards full, it could double or triple your drag.
Yeah, so when your intention is just to bump up a teeny little bit, maybe your fish is circling, and you're not wanting your line to slip a little bit, but you don't realize that last quarter of an inch isn't a pound or two, it's 10.
Yeah,
yes.
it makes it much more user-friendly.
Yeah,
it much easier. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's good stuff. James in Lakeside writes, good morning, guys. Love listening to your show every weekend. I have a question on the tranks. Can you give me a higher ratio on a 500 PG tranks? I want to use the reel for poppers. And what's the show's opinion on using hollow core on a tranks for castability? You guys only work on lever drag.
Lever drag, right.
Yeah, they're not star drag reels. You can't do a tranks. You can't do a Trinidad or anything like that.
Just doing the ones we've been doing has been keeping us crazy busy. So yeah, we hadn't even.
Is that even feasible on a star drag reel?
It is, depending on the gears inside. If the pinion gear is quite small now, you don't have room to make it any smaller.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the only way. That's the way you would have to do it, or you'd have to make a whole new side plate, move the handle out,
right.
Bigger gear. It could be a very costly thing to do.
Yeah. Knowing absolutely nothing about the inside of my tranks, I have never even turned the screw on one. But if he. And then let me also back this up by saying it likely is not the cost-effective way to go, but I would bet that the difference between the PG tranks, which is the power gear, and the HG, which is the high gear, is probably just the main pinion. I'm sure if you like acquired that reel on the cheap, but you really wish you had the gear ratio of the HG, I'm sure you could order a set of the main and pinion gear for it and drop it
Shimano.
I mean, gears are not, as you know, as Cal already said, gears are not an inexpensive part to swap out, so it's not like it would just be an everyday thing. But if you have that reel and you really wish it was the higher gear ratio, I would bet that it's just a swap out. Get the new gears, drop them in, away you go.
Yeah. More cost-effective way would probably just to get an HG and have a PG and an HG.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's zero cost difference when you're purchasing the reel. But, again, that's not a cheap reel. And I'm sure it's cheaper.
I wonder what the gears would be. Yeah. Yeah. But just call your local Shimano dealer and
I think it's the one.
A true fisherman.
Yeah.
Don't make the choice. Just get another
one. Yeah, and now as far as castability of hollow, casts fine. It doesn't cast as well as solid, but it casts okay.
It all depends on the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Because you get some of them that have coatings on them that stick together.
Uh-huh.
Others don't have coatings. There's a lot of variations there. You have to, I think, test the line that you're purchasing and everything else and see if it works better.
Casting braid, too, it's so important that the line goes on tight and goes on straight.
Right.
When you're casting monofilament, a whole lot of stuff can happen. You can feel that line kind of fluffing up, and it just tends to work itself out. It is so important that when you put the line back on the reel in between each cast, that you stack it tight and straight, and it will come off that way.
It's huge.
When you're looking at a foamer and you're freaking out and you're trying to work your popper and you're seeing where your buddy is and the guy to the left you got hooked up, it's not as easy to put it on tight.
Unless you have a trench.
Well, that does make a big difference. Yeah, no doubt.
But it doesn't put it on tight.
It doesn't put it on tight.
That's right.
Yeah. No, very good point. Very good. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to John? He comes from Escondido. What's up, John? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So I got a question and a comment. And Kyle, you and Eric both going on the Frank's expeditionary trip coming up on Friday. And
Eric.
I love the
somebody's got to work.
Right. But I do love that what you've done to my TAC 25s and my 20, and I can't wait to get my 10,060 back from you guys with all the neat things that Eric told me about, because he's got it already, and so he's going to make mine like his and everything. So good luck fishing, and have a great trip.
Thank you.
22 days on the Royal Polaris with the legend Frank. That's going to be awesome, Eric.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So jealous.
And just freelance, and I'll bet you're going to catch some fish.
I hope so. I've been 19 days with Frank before.
Have
so
you?
This is a couple more days.
22 days. Yeah, and you leave on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dark 30.
Good luck.
So rad. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages, the catch report, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to thank you for visiting our shows over the last 76 years. Many of you hearing this will have caught your first fish at the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. And this year at the Bart Hall Shows, February 15th to 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, we are going to gather once again to celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. Please come and join us. And while you're there, stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California booth and become a member. California needs your help, and CCHL is the only organization with any chance of protecting our fishing access. This year, CCHL will start the Star Tournament in Southern California. This is one of the nation's most successful fishing tournaments, but it is the first time it's been introduced to California. Win fabulous prizes, including a brand new Parker boat and Yamaha motor. Learn all the details of the Star Fishing Tournament at the CCHL booth at the Bart Hall Shows. Details at hallshows.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. Searchersportfishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing, and it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by our great friends who offer you the best quality and easy in and out and the lowest gas prices, and that's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull up to the new expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or for your trailer boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a great day in the water. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. We got the man, Wooly, is on the line. What's up, Wooly?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
We're doing great. Having
good
fun?
Stuff. Awesome. I just want Rick, can you tell me again how to get the muscle out of a shell and put it on the hook?
Go to Pacific Edge. He'll tell you.
I don't think I got time to tell you again.
Oh, man, good stuff. Well, hey, for us here, same program the last couple weeks is kind of how we went through our week this week, you know, kind of flowing steady at the same time. You know, we did fish a few days when, it kind of remained steady when we were able to get the boat off the dock. So very good opportunities, though, still in that 200 to 240-foot depth for that whitefish and the sculpin. So a little bit of rockfish bycatch, nothing that we couldn't handle with the descending device, you know, kind of get down there. But we have been able to catch these whitefish and these sculpin pretty good without that rockfish bycatch. Just like we're in those little bit shallower zones where that rockfish doesn't like that flat relief, but that whitefish is all over it. So rubber lures on the dropper loops did the trick again for the sculpin. A lot of these sculpin are solid. No need to measure some of these things. They've been really good quality, and plenty of that whitefish keeping things steady. So half-day bass action was there a few days, too, with some sand bass and the calico bass. Same deal, kind of what I talked about last week about the finesse setups, that lighter monofilament, 12-pound line. Some guys even dropping down to 8 with the small little slider, getting that line down to the bottom, strip baits, kind of like that, catching that sand bass and calico bass. Halibut front, we had a guy win our monthly prize, one of our regulars, Jerry Bennis. Was kind of a cool deal. He did not fish on a drift trip. He bought in on a half-day trip, $5. When you buy, you know, your ticket, you can buy into the Derby for an additional $5. He caught the winning fish the day before the end of the month. So it's just kind of one of those weird deals. You know, it doesn't matter when you go. You just want to be in it and give you a shot at winning that cool monthly pack from all of our cool sponsors. So that was a cool little addition to our stuff this week. And, gosh, you guys were talking about it yesterday. This water is still at 59 to 60 degrees. Yesterday was our first day back on the sump run after doing some boat work for pretty much the whole month of January. And we got back down in those zones. It was like nothing changed. The water was the same. The clarity was the same. Same little bit of current. The fish were still in the same areas. It's just an interesting dynamic that we're seeing up and down the coast here.
Have you ever seen that before, Captain Woolley?
I mean, sort of like little stints, but not continuous. You know what I mean? We'd see it for a couple of weeks, then we'd get mixed up, and it would slowly rebound. This has had, like, some storms pushed through, some wind, and it just hasn't changed. So we'll see what happens the next couple of days as this next bout of storms batters stuff up. But it's been interesting to see, for sure.
It was
definitely noticeable. Go ahead.
Brandon just made such a great point when he was talking about it yesterday that we are all so used to the El Nino being that fall phenomenon, and that's when we're used to seeing that warm water flood up and hit us, and it's just, it was different that it happened late in the year, and we're seeing these effects now. You know, it just got such a different feel to it, but you can't help but feel like that's just going to make things happen early.
Right. And it'll be interesting to see, because like you said, we haven't really seen it like this, and it'll be interesting to kind of learn from it and see how, you know, stuff kind of does play out. So it's setting up well. It'll be interesting to see what we have come from it. So that was our week, you know, status quo, more or less. If you guys want to hop on a trip here, give us a jingle. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us at danwarf.com or link us there through the Let's Talk Cookup page and look online from there.
Cool.
Awesome job, as always, Willie. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Roger. All right, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. And while we're waiting for Gundy, you know, I've had a number of... Oh, we do have Gundy. All right, he's there.
He's ready.
Good morning, Gundy.
Ready to roll. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen. What's happening?
We're doing great, buddy. I know a little extra soggy week this week, but still some good fishing out there to be had.
You know, that's a fact, Brockhart. I was actually surprising report this week. You know, despite, you know, uneven weather, like you said, there were still some good catches. Water temps are still mild, you know, and it's been a mild winter. We've had storms and stuff, but like I say, you know, that water temp holds up. You know, the better fishing was up north off Santa Barbara, Oxnard, Ventura beaches. There's also some good fishing in spots in Newport and Dana Point Harbor. Kind of an odd setup this week. It seems that, you know, this winter is warmer, and some of the fish are sticking around. Hook, Line, Sinker reported excellent perch fishing this week on the fair weather days. The cleaner beaches, obviously fishing best. The western beaches like Gaviota, El Capitan out there had some better conditions. Lots of quality fish ranging up to 14 inches. You know, that's pushing the 2-pound mark. And this is the odd thing. Anglers reported spawning barred perch. So normally something we see March and in recent years, April, May. And here we are, you know, the end of January, the beginning of February, and we've got spawning perch. That's very different, you know. Like I say, it must be a function of the warmer water. There was also a couple legal halibut caught up there, a 22, a 29, 3 legal white sea bass up to 34 inches, and several striped bass. So pretty darn good fishing up there. And this is another head scratcher. Anglers report reported seeing lots, and not just a few, lots of corbina in the surf line up there. The water temp's about 57, 58, so something's keeping those fish there. And, you know, like Willie said just a minute ago, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. There was also a few catches, like I said, in the harbors there. One of my buddies fished Dana Point Harbor. There was two guys fished, and the water wasn't the best-looking water, but they fished lugworms, and, you know, worms are always good to fish when you got rain and stuff. But they caught four spot-fin croaker. That's another species you don't normally see in the wintertime. The biggest fish was 4 pounds. They had two spotted bay bass, a 3-pound sago, a pile perch, and a sand bass. Not too bad fishing for the conditions. And then Pacific Coast posted a 1-pound, 12-ounce barred perch to lead their perch derby. So I didn't expect a report like this, but hey, well, you know, that's what it is.
Midwinter,
yeah, no doubt.
Warm water. I mean, we'll take it for sure.
That's a surf report I can get behind.
That's my theory. Is it's the function of the warmer water. We see how it holds up after this next storm.
Yeah, for sure. Let's hope so. I think it will, just because the water's all the way through the column is warm.
And
that's been proven here with these last few storms. So. Hey, Gundy, great job. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, good show, guys. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report. Hey, want to remind you that it's on the 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendar, available now at all your local tackle stores. The landing is loaded with great photos, information, and we read this part all the time, but it is so true. The best tide chart you can get. At a glance, you want to know about your good surf fishing or your good bay bassing opportunities, know what the tide's like at the islands, like Brandon and the boys from Bite were talking about yesterday. No better tide chart than in that Bill Varney CCA calendar. Get your local spot
still
today,
available.
Man. Yeah, no
while
doubt
I can. Yeah, for sure. You know, I've had a bunch of requests. I had a bunch of emails from people that said, I want to hear about your trip that you just went on to Indonesia.
Totally.
So I'm going to talk for a few minutes about that. I was on first of all, thanks again to Rick and Corey for covering for several weeks there while I was on this
time.
Trip. I went to Indonesia. We flew into Jakarta. And then flew from Jakarta to Sarang, which is a 4-hour agonizing flight in a little plane. But no, it was a 737, but it was one of those economy kind of things where you had like no leg room.
Yeah, but it just comes after a real short hop all the way to Jakarta.
Yeah,
after
24 hours. But yeah, we did spend the night in Jakarta. But anyway, we boarded the Aranui, which is about a 90-foot all wooden vessel. It has sails, but it's not a sailboat. It's more for show. And the first thing that amazed me in the Sarang Harbor is the number of liveaboard dive operations there. Like 100. Like, I mean, literally 100. Because people come from all over the world to go dive this area of Rajampah, which is considered to be the most biodiverse underwater environment in the world. And it certainly proved on it. So, Aranui is what they consider as they call it a boutique liveaboard. And it certainly is. It's like going to like the fanciest hotel on the water. Big rooms with their own bathroom and shower, and then incredible meals. 22 crew for 16 passengers, and they literally do everything for you, from filling your tanks to getting your gear all set up on the skiffs to putting your fins on if you want to, and helping you on
no
with your
way.
Wetsuit and stuff like that. Washing all your gear after a dive, and we did anywhere from 3 to 4 dives per day. It's a lot of diving.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of diving. And in the 11 days we did diving, I think 39 dives.
Wow.
And I didn't do them all. I missed some of the night dives because I'm not a big fan of night diving. But I did a few of the night dives. But the amazing thing about it is the biodiversity that we saw. The amount of soft corals, hard corals, more than anywhere else in the world in this area of Rajampah and in Indonesia, more than anywhere else in the world, hundreds of them, and the life. I think I described it once on a Facebook post that I did. The kaleidoscope of colors that you see. It was something that like Timothy Leary back in the LSD days would imagine, that it would be the ultimate trip, right? Just go down there and you go to the surface and you just go, wow,
no,
that
kidding.
Was incredible. I mean, it was that unbelievable.
The colors are from the fish or from the corals or from the boat? I mean,
yes,
like, okay,
all of the
everything.
Above. Yeah, wow. Everything had just a variety of colors. And then the variety of fish that you see, everything from microscopic animals to, you know, we saw bumphead parrotfish that were up to like 80 pounds.
Jeez.
And Napoleon wrasses that were 50, 60 pounds. A lot of white tip, black tip, and gray reef sharks, which they don't bother you. They just, in fact, you can't even get that close. Giant turtles, green turtles, and they have several different varieties of turtle, but I think we saw the green turtles and I forget what the other one was, but and they're just like you go up to them and they don't even look up. They're just munching on the reef, and it's like you can touch them, you can see them. It's like amazing sights like that. And the fish, some of the fish are very elusive. I took a lot of photos. Some of the fish are not so elusive. They don't really care that you're there. Saw one sea snake, a lot of moray eels and different other kinds of eels. But the variety of life and the thing is, of the 39 dives, each and every, you think it's all the same stuff? No. Every single dive was totally different, totally unique. You saw different things on every dive. And some of the dives, because I learned something, on a full moon in Indonesia, you get a lot of current. We were there on a full moon, and some of the spots had quite a bit of current to the point where we'd start at one end of the reef or the island and then kind of ride the current all the way down to the end. And then when you get to the end or the protected area of the reef, there was zero current. And we dove anywhere from 80, 90 feet up to the surface, which 10 feet. But most of the life there is between 40 and 10 feet. That's where the coral and the photosynthesis and saw just amazing sights. And again, the service on the Aranui, which is pretty much caters to Americans. It's a pretty high-end, expensive trip in itself. But there's boats that cater to Chinese, to French, that, you know, Australians and such like that. But if you're a diver and you want to see the most incredible sights, I would highly recommend a trip to Indonesia and aboard a liverboard for a while, because that's really the best way to see it. I posted, if you're on my Facebook page, I posted some pictures on the Facebook. I'm writing an article now our next newsletter, and I'll Bill Warney will publish, not this week, but the following week. I'll write an article for that and post more pictures. But just an incredible experience and something I hope I can do again in my lifetime.
So too,
but, you know, it's and I've been diving since I was 15 years old, and it's something.
How physically demanding is a trip like that on you?
You know, because they're putting your wetsuits on, they're setting up your gun. The hardest thing about diving is carrying tanks on and switching equipment and stuff like that. They do all of that for you. I mean, was I tired at night and did I sleep well? Absolutely.
I just think battling big currents and things like that, it's got to take it out of
you. But you didn't really have to battle the current, because they put you down up current, and you basically,
with it.
It was like, and then the skip would pick you up down at the end of the road. But still, you had to kind of, and some of the night, but some of them were just super relaxing, where there was zero current, and you're just kind of in wonderment with all the looks.
What's the water temperature like?
Water temp was about, the average probably was 84, 85.
Oh my God, wow.
Still, because you're down for a while, because we were fishing, we were diving with nitrox, which is a high concentration of oxygen that allows you to have less decompression time and more bottom time. It dives anywhere from 45 to 60 minutes bottom time.
Okay.
So you spend a lot of time in the water, and even at 85, you still get cold. So I wore a 3 mil wetsuit, totally comfortable the whole time. And the air was like 85. So absolutely perfect. And interestingly enough, we went as far south as 2.5 degrees south of the equator, and we went as far north as like 0.5 degrees south of the equator. So we didn't do a lot of spread on the equator. But we covered a lot of ground. We covered a lot of different islands, because there's thousands of islands in Indonesia.
Your pictures were so cool.
They were
really good.
And speaking of the pictures, I used an Olympus TG6, a simple handheld camera in a Olympus underwater case with a backscatter flash and a real simple setup, really. I mean, the setup's maybe all in, $800, something like that.
Right.
So nothing fancy, but that camera takes unbelievable pictures, especially close-up pictures, because the thing about taking distance pictures underwater is you get a lot of backscatter bounce on the plankton and everything in the water. So if you put the proper flash on and the lighting, then that brightens up the colors. If you shoot long distance colors and you don't use filters, it washes it kind of out.
Right.
But the TG6 has built-in filters, and they have the underwater settings on that camera that you can actually take it without a case down to 50 feet. So I would highly recommend that camera if you want to take great underwater photos. So anyway, I'll write more articles and happy to answer any questions if anybody's a diver and wants to talk about going on that trip. But it was something I think we talked about this. I originally signed up for the trip in 2019. We were supposed to go in April of 2020. We all know what happened there. The boat's so big busy and so full, they rescheduled us for January 2024, and I'm so glad I went.
That blew me away when you said, like, yeah, no problem. Your money's not going anywhere. We're happy to put you on the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're full for 4 years.
Yeah.
So we'll see you in 4 years.
Yeah, and exactly.
That time ticked away, and there you go.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts, and a whole lot more with the gurus from Cal's Custom Built Reels. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Bart Hull, and I want to thank you for visiting our shows over the last 76 years. Many of you hearing this will have caught your first fish at the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. And this year at the Bart Hull Shows, February 15th to 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, we are going to gather once again to celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. Please come and join us. And while you're there, stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California booth and become a member. California needs your help, and CCACAL is the only organization with any chance of protecting our fishing access. This year, CCACAL will start the Star Tournament in Southern California. This is one of the nation's most successful fishing tournaments, but it is the first time it's been introduced to California. Win fabulous prizes, including a brand new Parker boat and Yamaha motor. Learn all the details of the Star Fishing Tournament at the CCACAL booth at the Bart Hull Shows. Details at hallshows.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.